أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who repents to Allah ta'ala, the one who makes tawbah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and practices righteously, فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا, then that person has certainly truly turned to Allah ta'ala. The literal meaning of tawbah actually means to return, to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what is the real and true tawbah is the person fulfilled all the conditions of the tawbah. There was regret, there was remorse, the person left the sin. And then together with all of that, the person began to practice righteously. In other words, he or she changed their lifestyle. That is now a real and true return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Another quality of the Ibadur Rahman are those people who do not witness falsehood. The meaning of zur is falsehood, and witnessing falsehood will have two meanings. One is that there are gatherings of falsehood. Gatherings, and the greatest of all zur, the greatest of all falsehood is that of kufr and shirk. That is why Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this will include all festivities, all meetings, all gatherings of the people of shirk. When a person wants to become the abd of Allah ta'ala, he wants to become the slave of Allah ta'ala, in other words, he wants to belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is not going to compromise with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will not participate in any one of these meetings. And then together with that, we find from other tabi'een, from other ulama, there are other interpretations together with this of the word zur. That besides functions or gatherings or meetings of kufr and meetings of disbelief, together with that, other acts of sin, any other meeting in which there are acts of sin, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will find included in that will also be music concerts in which dancing would take place, in which alcohol is served, and all the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So such are the Ibadur Rahman. Then another meaning of وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ will be that they do not give false testimony. When they give shahadat, when they give testimony, then they will be 100% accurate in it. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to sahaba, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not inform you about the greatest of major sins? So sahaba obviously said, Bala ya Rasulallah, that yes, inform us about it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reclining. And he said, Ashirku billah, that a person commits shirk, a person ascribes partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then wa uququl walidain, a person is disobedient to his parents. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the narrator of this hadith, says, that thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reclined and then he sat up. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa qawlu zhur, ala wa shahadatu zhur. In other words, words of falsehood and also false testimony. Now that is insofar as they attending these gatherings and these functions. But it also may happen that there are some absurd, frivolous things that are taking place, haram meetings that are taking place, and a person walks past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. That when they pass by lahwa, anything that is frivolous, any act of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will walk with a great degree of dignity with honor. What is this dignity and honor? It was shown out in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had walked past such a gathering in which there was the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked and he didn't stop. He continued walking. This reached the ear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said with regards to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لَقَدْ أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ مَسْعُود وَأَمْسَى كَرِيمًا. Ibn Mas'ud has become a person of dignity in the way he conducted himself, he walked past. Now the commentators have brought the two aspects. One is not stopping and not indulging. And the other is when you walked past, you didn't have the sense of superiority in you, that you feel that those people were wrong, they are breaking the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and look at me, I am so pious, I am so good, I am such a conscious Muslim. That also doesn't come into the heart or the mind of the person. He walks with dignity, knowing that he can also slip and err. And also at the same time, he does not participate. And such is a real and true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not bloated and gloated about the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him the tawfiq to abstain and keep away from all of that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِضُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّوْ وَعُمْيَانًا. This was as far as gatherings that were haram were concerned. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Quran Sharif. And together with that, it will also include the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those people that when they are reminded of the verses of Allah Rabbul Izzat, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا, they do not fall on them as though they are deaf and blind. The words of Allah Ta'ala is being recited. The words of Allah Ta'ala is being explained. They do not behave as though they did not hear, or they do not want to hear because they do not want to practice. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the real and true mu'mins. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The believers are those people that when the verses of Allah Ta'ala are recited, it increases the quality of their iman. One is that their hearts are so receptive to the words of the Quran, that when the Quran is being just recited, it brings about a refreshment of the iman, and that quality of iman begins to increase. Number two, it increases the quality of the iman because there is an enthusiasm that they want to practice on whatever they hear, what are the words of Allah and of that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these Ibadur Rahman are such people then that they will submit, they take heed to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ever willing and enthusiastic to understand it and also bring it and put it into practice, and all of that done only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.